Hello?
Now, Mr. President.
Yes.
I just had a brief word with Cy Vance. Oberenko, the Russian, had just walked into his office for a second meeting and had gotten simply as far as saying that he was having great trouble with the Hanoi delegation, and then I called Vance out to the phone. I told Vance that a week was impossible, that he had already taken that view over there on two occasions, that our real position was one day. In fact, I personally don't see why, if we stop the bombing, they can't meet the next day. But if two to three days would make any difference, we could do that. I was hoping that if we do that, we would do it over a weekend so that the psychology here would be that Saturday and Sunday are not working days anyhow, and if we stopped on Friday night, then the meeting on Monday morning, most people would accept that. He said he would hold to the 2 to 3 days business and report back to us on this present talk that is now going on with the Russian. I'm very disappointed and really quite amazed that Dubinin got this thing fouled up, because he just turned it around, thought that if we stopped the bombing on Monday, there could be a meeting on Friday or Saturday. When I'd said if they'd have a meeting on Monday, we could stop it on the Friday or Saturday preceding. So it may be the Russians got sort of dug in on the idea that a week is possible, and that they've been pressing Hanoi for a week, and now a week won't work, and so the thing becomes unhooked again.
I think there are three things we have to bear in mind. First, I do not believe the Saigon government, from the cables I've been reading with Key and all his problems and their attitude out there, I don't believe that they can just stop the bombing for a week and sit there and say nothing, and what happens during that week would be very dangerous.
Yeah.
That government has a million men.
Yeah.
Second, I know I can't. I just can't sit here and say nothing for one whole damn week after we stop it with a week before the election. Now, I wouldn't have any hesitancy if they want to wait a week, give them a week's time, and then stop the bombing and meet the next day, or wait 10 days. As a matter of fact, I'd rather do that anyway. I'm very fearful that while it's unjustified and uncalled for and untrue, I'm very fearful that the politicians will say we're doing this just a week before elections, and I rather think the communists may be having some of that in mind. And I don't want to play their game and allow them to use me as a Charlie McCarthy. Therefore, if they're unwilling to take the position they took, that they could have serious discussions the day after the bombing stopped, then I'm very uninterested in their proposal. I would wait to, if they want me to give them a week or 10 days to go get the NLF, that's all right. But after we stop the bombing, I expect them to be ready to move and have their tennis shoes on.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
Right.